This week, it's New Music Monthly. Hello there, welcome. It's New Music Monthly here on the Waggling Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill. An hour of new British and Irish folk music and recent releases. Today we have that effervescent Anglo-French band Topette. We have one of the first in what is a welcome stream of reissues from Scotland's finest, Dick Gochan, your Corinne Powart. We have some that are so new on the scene I've never heard of them. So let's kick off with tracks from half a dozen new albums that were reviewed in recent issues of Songlines magazine, the World Roots Music magazine, songlines.co.uk. First, Goblin Band, not, I should mention, the Goblin Band, and then Danny Larkin.
Young man came from hunting, lie is. Now is the end of it all. Our prayers have been answered, the sinners, winners and all.
From her second album, Next of Kin, that was Danny Larkin, D-A-N-I, and the track we heard was End of It All. And Billy Ruff in Songline says, Larkin's storytelling takes the listener on a journey through coming of age into adulthood before concluding with a poignant and mesmerising rendition of Danny Boy. Yes, Danny Boy. Bold thing to attempt, but she pulls it off. And before that, Goblin Band with a track from their latest A Loaf of Wax, we heard The Wild Wild Berry. And Goblin Band are not your run-of-the-mill, we'll just stand up here and sing you some songs bands. Traditional songs, says Julian May in his review in Songlines, don't simply tell stories, they evoke the worlds in which they live. The Wild Wild Berry from the Goblin Band, the album is A Loaf of Wax. Next up, from Scotland and then from Ireland. First, we'll be hearing about the return of the rights to his early releases to singer and songwriter Dick Gochan. He's been deprived of the rights to that early material for decades, but a crowdfunding campaign to solve the problem looks like bearing fruit. In the meantime, some BBC radio sessions have been put together to make an album. From Live at the BBC, we'll hear Farewell to Whiskey. And then master Irish concertina player Cormac Begley on a variety of different concertinas, plus fiddle player Liam O'Connell, bring us an album called Into the Loam. And Devon Ledger says in Songlines magazine, an unusual take on Irish trad, Into the Loam is at once modern and experimental, but also unimpeachably and deeply traditional. Sounds like our kind of music. Let's hear Master Crowley's and the Roscommon Reel.
And the night's coming on, the sun has all horizon. For the days we'll spend and the nights coming on. The stars are dim and the toaster's empty. So rise up, my journey, and come aboard him. For the barons at hand that are roaring and greeting, then we'll end the barrel, the fell that we wins. While he's a tea drinking, you'll leave us lamenting. So rise up, my jolly, and come o'er him. Was that rat in the door that is speaking so kindly? It's the voice of my being wifey, Maggie, by name. Come in, my dear lassie, I'm sitting beside me. That's a room in the sales, far better than me. Oh, Johnny, my man, they don't mind the curtain. When the long summer's days and they never had an end, I might spend these long days among the sweet scented roses and never get a thought upon gone away. Oh, it's well day I mind all these times that you speak, oh, but these days they are gone and will never come again. But as for the present, we will try for to mend it. So give your hand, Maggie, and sail away him. And as Johnny arose, I and he banged the door open, saying, cursed be the ale house, never let me in. I'm cursed be the whiskey that made me a thirsty. And fare you ill, hoste, far I'm walking.
Thank you.
First, Farewell to Whiskey from the great Scottish master Dick Gochan from Live at the BBC, and the Master Crowleys and the Roscommon Rio from Cormac Begley and Liam O'Connor. The album is Into the Loam. Finally, in this first half of New Music Monthly, my regular selection of recent folkish releases, let's hear Lucy Mellonfield. Her album is called Tell the Water She Will Listen, and we'll hear Paper Thin. Some singer-songwriters call their album things like Echoes or Rainbow. Lucy Mellonfield calls hers Tell the Water She Will Listen. This is Paper Thin.
I'm paper thin. I'm paper thin. Like a stack of cards caving in, about to be blown, about to be scattered. I'm on the brink of flying away in pieces. My cards aren't glued. The loops, loose as stacked sticks. One little nudge and they'll come crashing down. Oh, they'll come crashing down. Will you return tomorrow? Will you be here tomorrow? Will you return tomorrow? Will you be here tomorrow like you are today? You're like an invisible rock. I see you in my dreams and I feel you. Your charms are so intangible, like paper slipping through my fingers. I lay myself out for you, a soft bed of flowers where you can rest your head. But when I open my eyes, oh, is a bed for one instead of two. Will you return tomorrow? Will you be here tomorrow like you are today? Will you return? So today. I need you more than you know, more than I could ever say. We're building a stack of cards. We're building a stack of cards. But how much longer will it stay?
An album dipped in poignant and fragile vulnerability, says Billy Ruff in the Tonglines, a beautiful, intimate lesson. Yes, Paper Thin from Lucy Mellonfield. The album is Tell the Water She Will Listen. We're playing out the first half of the show with the Anglo-French band Topette with two-time beret called Bacon Strips and One of Two. And no, I did not know what a two-time beret is either. So the wagon load cabinet of curiosities did a little digging and found a little enlightenment. Two-time beret are apparently traditional French folk dances characterised by a rapid 2-4 rhythm. They differ from three-time berets by having a distinct duple meter and a flat or even feel. Got that? Excellent. After the break here on the Waggler Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, on Radio Catskill, we'll have more new and recent releases.
Hi there, I'm Angela Page. I do a show called Folk Plus, and I do it right before Graham's Wagon Load of Monkeys. So if you're listening now, you're probably a folk fan. And if you want to hear clever lyrics, memorable melodies, all wound around one theme, check out my show Folk Plus, 2 o'clock on Sundays.
I wish my love was a red, red rose blowing in yon garden fair.
There are some Irish singers that I remember from when I lived in Dublin minis the long decade ago that we don't hear much anymore. But next time on the Wackaloo de Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we'll hear some reminders. So join me, please, for almost forgotten Irish singers on Sunday afternoon at 3. Oh, and a concertina player. Right then, off we go, part two of New Music Monthly, and we kick off with the incomparable Corinne Polwart. Let's hear Bound Up Together from her new release, Windblown, with Pippa Murphy and Dave Milligan. And then we'll hear Myrtle from Freya Ray. The album is Divergence.
I have been bonnets and bottles and baskets, fences and fish pots and bed mats and brooms. I have been thatch for to keep out the weather. We're bound up together. A blessing upon the seed and leaf and crown. A blessing upon the spool. You've slept in my shade in the heat of the summer. Under my canopy, children have played. I have been woven to be the rope tether. We're bound up together. A blessing upon the sea.
Thank you. Now, Freya Ray is unusual in combining Scottish and Irish music with jazz and classical overtones and the addition of percussion and clarinet and saxophone and more. We heard Myrtle with a whole team of collaborators. The album is called Divergence, seems fair enough. And an exciting contemporary infiltration of influences on folk music. And did I hear glass milk bottles in the background there somewhere? And before that, Bound Up Together from Corinne Polwart and Pippa Murphy featuring Dave Milligan. The album is Windblown. OK, next up is a new single from Someone's Sons. Not an all-girl band, I don't suppose. It's called The Chance to Feel Alive, and they're a five-piece from Mullingar. That's in County Westmeath, pretty much due west of Dublin. And John O'Regan says in Irish Music magazine that this is a cautionary tale of the shadowy hinterlands between immigration, staying at home with its rising costs, and the saving grace, albeit with some of the social stigma, alcoholic bliss offering the chance to feel alive. Then we'll hear When I Was Young from Claire Vine.
Come hear us Friday night where the candle burns but ends. The boys all leave abroad so the drink's my only friend. I hear it whispering in the crowd or on my own. It helps avoid the stress of not being in my own home. And the drink is singing na 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 na. Mick lives the city life where the state is troubling. Can't afford to stay cause his rent keeps doubling. Ain't no place left to live so he tried that lost and found. There's not much left to do but to buy another round. Just as he's leaving work, well something caught his eye. 10 pints of porter and the chance to feel alive. One more distraction just to get him through the night. 10 pints of porter and the chance to feed a lion. And the chance to feed a lion. And the chance to feel. And the chance to feel. And the chance to feel alive. And the drink is singing na 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 na.
When I was young, I loved a lad, and gaily we was wed. I knew no greater pleasure than to follow away a lad. But when he went away to war, oh, sorrow be to me. For you cannot follow soldiers bearing guns across the sea. Mm. They made him leave his wife and child to march on foreign lands. Can they make him stalk a stranger with a bayonet in his hands? What kind of man can force a man who's married to agree to take the lives of men with wives, bearing guns across the sea? I know no field more barren than this life I live alone. I know no sorrow greater than to see our growing sun. Will he till other men decree that he lies still as his father does in a grave across the sea? Were I the wind, I'd bring the clouds to lands that need the rain. Sing of things that comfort men in pain. Were I a statesman leading men in near or distant lands, I'd pass a law that only tools of peace be in our hands.
That was Claire Vine with her cover of a Peggy Seeger song, When I Was Young, from her album We Carve Our Path, with Tamsin Elliott on the harp. And Ace reviewer David Kidman reports that she explores urgent themes of land rights, oppression, climate change and inequality in timeless songs that sound like they've always existed. Using subtle electronics to layer her voice with a haunting choir, she creates a space for her listeners to collectively feel the grief expressed in her music. Claire Vine, look out for her. And before that, we had The Chance to Feel Alive from Someone's Sons. Next up, Sam Grassi. It seems steeped in a nuanced reverb straight out of somewhere in 1971, says Folk London reviewer Nigel Packett. A definite touch of Bert Jansch, John Rembourne and the rest of those pickers. Apart from looking like and playing like Bert Jansch, his voice also has a similar timbre. It's clear he has a rare talent, says a buyer on Bandcamp. Let's hear Sandwood Down to Kyle from Sam Grassi, and then Mary Hall and David De La Haye give us Malachy. We invite you, says their label Hudson Records, to dive into a unique underwater sonic journey of a selection of lochs, that's lakes, from the Scottish Highlands. Underwater Cairngorm is a new album from award-winning composer Mary Hall and renowned field recordist David De La Haye, combines the mysterious underwater soundscapes of freshwater lochs with impressionistic piano composition.
One Monday morning, as I walk down, the wild birds fall to sing. I met a man upon the road, and he asked for charity. I met a man upon the road, and he asked for charity. Come home with me and drink your fill, and comforts you shall find. I tell me why you walk the road that leaves the hills behind.
But tell me why you walk the road that leaves the hills behind. For time has spent the summer, sir, and soon the leaves will fall. I hear the sound within the wind that echoes around your walls. I hear the sound within the wind that echoes around your walls.
Okay, just about rounding off this month's New Music Monthly, we heard an extraordinary cooperation called Underwater Cairngorms, recorded underwater in the lochs of the Cairngorm Mountains in Scotland by David LaHaye, with piano accompaniment from Maori Hall, not recorded at the bottom of the lake. And before that, Sandwood Down to Kyle from Sam Grassi. The album is Where Two Hawks Fly. Now we really are playing out with more from Topette. The album is called Taison, and we have Waiting for Janet and the Cavers of Kirkcubis. And the French word for Taison has two meanings. The Taison can be the person at a party who says they're leaving after just one more drink or cigarette at 10 p.m, but is still very much there at 4 a.m. and about to have just one more. It's also the word for a tall, straight-sided drinking vessel, a mug. The band say, this is a long record. We recorded everything we could in 4 days, thinking it's better to have too much than not enough. In the end, we couldn't let go of anything, so it ended up being well over an hour of music. Thank you for joining me today for New Music Monthly, a whole hour of recent releases from favourite singers and newcomers alike. This has been The Waggle of the Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, on Radio Catskill. Don't forget, you can check the music we've heard today at waggleload.org. You can drop me an email at graham@wjffradio.org. Please stay tuned for City Arts and Lectures. Give generously, receive gracefully. Drive like a jackass. Bye now.
Food, drinks, and plants. May 17th marks the grand opening of Little Snail Nursery at 278 Mengus Road in Youngsville. Offering tropical houseplants big and small, a selection of herbaceous and woody perennials, ornamental shrubs, and more. Planting options for every season, many native to the Northeast. From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., the greenhouse and grounds will be open to the public for wandering, discovering, and meeting other plant lovers. More information on Instagram at Little Snail Nursery. Paid for by Little Snail Nursery.
Hello everyone, Tom Candela here of Curtain Call. This week on the show, we step inside one of the most adventurous theater spaces in our region, the North American Cultural Laboratory, also known as NACL. I'll be joined by Brad Krumholtz and Lindsay Anderson to talk about what happens when theater breaks out of the traditional mold. From immersive murder mysteries on the dance floor to deeply personal experimental new works developed right here in the Catskills. That's Curtain Call, Monday night at 7, right here on Radio Catskill.
The next time on City Arts and Lectures, we've gone into the archives for a 2009 conversation with the late conductor Michael Tilson Thomas. The longtime music director of the San Francisco Symphony shares stories of his grandparents, stars of Yiddish theater, and talks about making classical music accessible to everyone. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, this afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.